One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Hello and welcome to the Dyer's Daily podcast for Thursday the 17th of January 2019. Yes, indeed. Today I am talking about being natural, being yourself on the radio, and a whole host of other things. What is being natural on the radio? We discuss that in just a moment after this message from another podcast out there, and then after that you can go and listen to this, of course. Right, anyway, speak to you in just a moment.
Have you ever been reading through a stack of comics and thought, maybe I should see what this Arkham Asylum game is all about? Or been playing Marvel vs. Capcom and felt like you were at a real disadvantage since you didn't know who half the characters were? Well, Play Comics is the show for you. I'm Chris, and each episode we take a look at video games based on comic properties and how well they stick to that source material. So whether you know the comics and want to know how all these games work, or you know the games and want to find out where all this craziness came from, go check out Play Comics at playcomics.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Dyer's Daily.
So, dear listener, I'm going to ask you a question right now, and I want you to tell me whether it's true or not. Because I was told when training in radio, you had to be natural. Now, I might not sound fully natural myself, but I try and be as natural as I can be. What does that even mean? You know, being natural, being normal, being yourself in some way. I try and be as normal as I can be. I try and think of it as I'm standing at a podium talking to a group of people, or in some cases, as I've always said, sat at a table talking to you one on one. This is the way I speak. This is my speech pattern. I occasionally stumble, but most of the time I'm okay because I'm kind of concentrating on what it is I'm saying. So this whole thing, I mean, I remember when I first started in radio, the first 2 or 3 years, even more than that actually, probably more like 5 years, I was basically a carbon copy of every other radio presenter who'd ever existed. Because that's what happens. You have time to find yourself. And then it wasn't until I started doing talk radio where I could start sort of saying, well, I'm talking to you. This is how I would relay this to you. This is how I would speak to you. This is the way that I would communicate. I wouldn't be like, hey man, yeah, woo, 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 which is the way that I used to be. That's what I used to do on the radio. But the problem is, when you're doing music radio, you have this issue with kind of wanting to come across a little bit disc jockey. And I don't even like the phrase DJ. Disc jockey I can just about manage, but DJ really winds me up. Yeah, because these days, you say that you do audio content, or you do radio, as I kind of do on occasion, they call you a DJ. They also call you something else, but they do call you a DJ. And it does kind of wind me up, because you think, well, radio consists of not just music. You know, like a DJ, I think of someone as being at a wedding and playing music at a wedding. A disc jockey, a guy on the radio or radio presenter, does a lot more different things. They'll read out travel, weather, sometimes the news, occasionally like different features and stuff. They're there to get you interested in more than just the music. There's adverts, there's other things to consider as well. And that's why I always try and do this particular podcast a little bit like a mini talk radio show until the day that somebody decides to give me the opportunity. Well, that day might be coming soon, who knows? But until then, please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider to Dyer's Daily. Email us, dyersdaily@southwavesaudio.co.uk. Also, tweet us @southwavesaudio. From me, Jamie Dyer. Bye-bye for now.